Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. So whether you've been listening to this podcast for a while or you're a new listener of the podcast, my guess is that the reason that you decided to subscribe is because you want some help with your money. You're trying to figure out how to be smarter, how to make better decisions. Hopefully you like me. Hopefully you're tuning in to listen to me too. But besides me, hopefully you're here because you really want to learn how to, do finances different. That really inspired me to create this podcast episode. I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money. And today we're actually talking an honest review of money apps and programs to help you DIY your finances.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
So before we dive into the episode, I wanted to talk about something super fun. In case you didn't know, I am part of Go Banking Rate's Smart Money Squad, which is basically a group of financial experts, influencers who all share articles each month about kind of the money lessons that we've learned in our life. And I love it because I get to write super first person. So I'm not sharing tips and laundry lists of things. I'm sharing my own personal experiences, and so is everybody else. So you get this really like authentic financial knowledge, like all the stuff I try to bring on the podcast. But every year, Go Banking Rates, they also host this competition called the Best Money Expert. And the goal is just to put a light on some of the most influential thought leaders in the financial space, to show different strategies, and to give their readers a way to find different people that they resonate with. So the contestants competed in three categories: money management 101, building net worth, and retirement planning. And they all shared their advice, their personal stories to really just help continue to democratize financial literacy so that we can all learn. And I love these three winners. So the three winners this year were Dominique Bronway for Money Management 101, Marsha Barnes for Building Net Worth, who is an absolute gem. She runs the Finance Bar, which is literally, if you think like financial literacy out of a school bus that kind of drives around and goes to different neighborhoods. It's just, she's such an amazing person. And Ted Jenkin for retirement planning. And I think what was cool was there were some trends that were kind of coming out of this year's competition. One was that women dominated, winning two out of three categories. And it's been a battle for us women to really not take up space in financial literacy, but I think really to have a voice and be taken seriously. Because if you know anything about this field, it is completely dominated by older men. There's just no way around it. That's really what it is. There's not enough diversity. There's not enough women. And so I'm really happy to see that women are stepping up. They're sharing their financial advice, their stories. They're owning the space because it has to happen, right? When we need more diversity. I mean, we need people that can resonate with every different ethnicity. I could just go on and on about the subject. Obviously, it's something I'm really passionate about, but we need more. We need more. And I think you would agree, you need more as well. And so there were just a lot of cool things that came out of this competition. And there's the link in the show notes. You can head on over. You can check out all the experts, decide who was your favorite money expert, hear what they had to say, besides me, of course, right? I wasn't entered in the competition, in all fairness, but they've got some great practical advice, and we're going to start sharing some of the stories from the Smart Money Squad on the podcast because, like I said, I love the idea of sharing really first-person stories because I think that's what helps bring all the other tips and tools and apps and programs and all the other stuff we talk about on this podcast. It just really brings it to life. I know what you're thinking. It is so completely rare that we have two just Shauna back-to-back episodes, but I don't know. I've just been really inspired lately to talk to you kind of one-on-one. Maybe it's the summer and, okay, by the way, now that we're talking about the summer, can we just talk about how fast the summer is going by? Like, where has July gone? I feel like I've just blinked my eye and we've gone from like the 4th of July to almost the end of July, and it's kind of frightening. I feel like time is just flying by and I have all of these goals and all of these projects I'm working on. And to be honest, like some days I feel, I don't know, have I gotten anything done? Like, have I accomplished anything today? That's definitely a goal of mine this summer, is to relax a little bit more, not to freak out about having to accomplish everything on my to-do list. But I'm a person that is not naturally inclined to doing balance. That probably comes from like, I was a competitive tennis player when I was younger, and I just sort of like laser in on a goal. It's not to say I don't procrastinate, because I am probably the world's biggest procrastinator. There's something I really like about
coming up to something I have to accomplish, but literally pushing it to the very last moment with like my back against the wall, and somehow creative genius, or of course my version of creative genius, which is probably not genius, but I'm gonna declare it's genius, comes out of me. And I don't think I would be able to replicate that if I took my time with the project. It's terrible. It's a terrible trait. I don't know if you're like this as well. I really have spent my entire life trying to not be a procrastinator, but it's interesting. I'm a procrastinator, but I'm also not great with balance. So something I'm working on this summer is shutting down my brain, which runs literally 24/7. I even have the craziest dreams. Like, sometimes I wake up and I'm thinking, how in the world did that pop into my head? Because I have absolutely no idea where some of this stuff comes from. But anyway, I go back to balance. That's what I'm working on this summer. What are you working on this summer? Hopefully it's something fun and something relaxing. So I just wanted to remind you real quick before we get into the meat of this episode to rate, review, subscribe to the Millennial Money Podcast. And look, if you have an Ask Shauna question, I would absolutely love to hear from you. There's a link in the show notes, or you can hit me up on Instagram or Twitter. Just tag at Shauna Game. And there are no bad questions. Every question is a great question. And I would absolutely love to help you out, help solve something, help you think about something, and maybe just come at it from a little bit different point of view. Or look, hey, if you have a topic idea, if you have something that you're thinking, she hasn't covered this and I would love to hear about this, you know, let me know, because that's always fun too. We're like 400 episodes into Millennial Money, and you know, I need all the help I can get to continue to bring you awesome content. And it's not that hard, actually, but I love hearing from you as well and hearing what's on your mind. So this episode was really sponsored by an Ask Shauna question that came from Ashley. And Ashley said, I've been listening to the podcast for a while now, and I love that I never know what topic you're going to cover next. Honestly, I just actually told my boyfriend the other day that I'm having fun listening to a podcast about money, and he almost fell over. Okay, so there are so many apps and programs out there, and I'm really, really confused. What should I be using to stay on top of my money? Can you give me your honest review of some of these? And I guess really what I'm asking is it possible that I can DIY my finances, or is this just a myth? Thank you so much. That's a great question, Ashley. I know we've tackled this topic in a variety of different ways, but I always try and give my honest review of apps and programs, and I try not to feature anything on this podcast that I wouldn't either use myself or I wouldn't recommend to somebody else, because I just feel like that is totally taking away the authenticity of this. But I guess I've never done an episode like this where I'm just really blunt and honest with you about what I use, what I like, and why I like it. So let's tackle first the DIY comment, because that's a popular one. And I feel a little bit torn about it, because the answer really is yes and no. And let me explain. So yes, you can DIY your finances. There are so many apps, spreadsheets, programs, software, everything to help you have a really good look at your finances and to help you start moving in a direction. But that's a two-way street. We're going to get to that in a second. And the apps are getting better and better. They really are. A lot of the apps that have started maybe a couple of years ago have now had several revisions, and they keep strengthening. So I feel like those apps that started a few years ago that are still around, that are still growing, those are the ones to look at, because they've stuck around. They've got users. They're continuing to innovate. Their companies are growing. So to me, that signifies that they're doing something right and that people are really gravitating towards that particular app or software. And many of them now are using AI technology. And I don't know how I feel about AI. I mean, how do you feel about AI? I think it's a good thing. I think AI helps customize what we're looking at, what's appropriate for our situation. There's a little part of me that's probably a little resistant to having everything computerized and everything generated by technology, wondering, like, are we really getting an authentic experience, or are we really getting everything that we need to get? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that question, really. Maybe you have a better feel over that. So I would say no. On the flip side, DIY your finances is difficult because, and I say this with an asterisk, because it's really a combination of both. I think it's DIYing your finances for the majority of the time, but getting some help from a financial planner, particularly when you're in different life stages, when things start changing for you, you get married, you have a baby, you want to buy a house, or you're struggling to pay off debt. And that may seem counterintuitive, like, why would I hire somebody when I'm already struggling to pay off debt? But you would be surprised. And I think this because I can look at it both ways. I can look at it as a CFP, but then I can also look at it from your viewpoint. A planner is trained to see like the 10,000 foot view of your money, but also the nitty gritty details. And they can teach you and show you things about your finances that you can't see. And that's really where the beauty is, right? So they can see patterns. They can see areas of exposure, risks that exist for you. And then they can teach you the how behind your goals. How are you going to actually achieve them? So you're paying for the experience of someone who has worked with a lot of people, seen the same struggles, different variations, of course, because this is not one size fits all. So it's everybody's problem is a little bit different from the other person. It's just there's themes that start to emerge. And they've helped devise solutions that work. So that's what you're paying for. You're paying for somebody else's eyes to look at your stuff, as scary as it may seem, but to help you see things that you cannot see yourself. And we're all guilty of this. I'm guilty of it. I actually use a financial planner for my stuff because I know that I'm kind of limited by my own thoughts and beliefs and the way I would plan for someone else. So I have someone else, you know, peep in on what's going on just to make sure I'm going in the right direction. Certainly with my investments, I do not do my own investments. Not at all. I don't want to touch that. I want somebody else who does that all day long to be responsible for that for me. I, of course, want to know what the heck's going on, but I don't want to pick my own investments. It's just personal opinion. But I think you can do a lot of this yourself if you have a good discipline and you have a strategy. And my goal certainly is to try and give you access to stuff on this podcast that you wouldn't hear anywhere else, or maybe you would, but to bring it to life more for you. And then you can pick and choose what works for you. So that didn't really answer your question, right? I do that a lot in this podcast. I kind of don't answer your question, but hopefully I give you some things to think about. And then you figure out what makes most sense for you and for your situation. And again, I think it's just a combination of both. That's really what's worked for me. That worked for me before I was a financial planner. And I advise a lot of people to kind of have that, you know, double dip strategy, if you will. Okay. So let's move on to the question of the hour, my honest thoughts all about these apps and software. And I'm going to start with budgeting because that's everyone's favorite topic, right? I know that's a joke. I know you're probably cringing. Most people cringe. Actually, I cringe too when I hear the word. I don't like the word budgeting. It really conjures all of the things in my head that it probably conjures for you. So I actually changed the name. I call it goal getting. So my budget plan does not say budget anywhere on it. It says goal getting, a goal getting plan. Because for me, tracking my cash each month, it's just a way to keep stepping towards my goals. And every time I can make small little auto corrections kind of along the way, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer to those goals. So for me, it really was a light switch moment. And this happened long before I was a financial planner. When I was running my first business when I was in college, I was so sick of everybody asking me about budget. What's your budget? Where are you on budget? Blah, 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 blah. All of this stuff that I just got like anxiety would well up in me. Even though this was a business venture, anxiety would well up in me. Am I over budget? Is that a bad thing? Am I in budget? Am I not? I mean, my head was literally ready to explode. And so I thought, I just have to change my thinking around it. I have to change the word of it. And I have to look at it differently. So that transformation process happened for me when I was in college. And I never really thought that was an asset. I just thought that was something unique to me because I couldn't handle the pressure around the word budget. And it was really later on when I started working in the financial planning business that I realized like, oh, hey, nobody really likes that word. And maybe I can help teach other people the same strategy that worked for me so that it is completely approachable. So the question I have for you really is, why do you hate this process so? Or do you? Maybe you don't. Maybe you love it. What would make the process easier for you? Those are just some little nuggets to think about. So before we dive into kind of my favorite budgeting apps, a quick word from our podcast episode sponsor. Hey, I want to give a big thanks to our podcast episode sponsor, Beachbody On Demand. You know, I've been using Beachbody On Demand now for almost 2 years on my own because I just wanted to be able to work out at home and when I travel, and I really wanted to be able to have access to workouts at any time during the day, either on my computer or my phone or really any other device. And honestly, I just wanted something that was affordable. So I've been doing the 21-day fix program with Autumn and I love it. I'm getting in shape. I have a ton more energy and I really love the challenge. Now, you may have heard of some of Beachbody's brands like P90X, Insanity, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, which is also a big favorite of mine to de-stress after a long day. But they have workouts at any level, and they really range from like 10 minutes to over an hour. So you don't need to work out an hour a day to see results. It's just great to have all those different options. And it's not just workouts. Beachbody has a ton of nutritional content, workout guides. So it's really like the one-stop shop for health and fitness goals. But listen, I would love to have you try Beachbody and see for yourself. In fact, I'm thinking, why don't we do a Millennial Money 21-Day Fix Challenge and we could feel great together? Are you in? Okay, so whether you're a serious athlete or you're just looking for some new workouts or you want to do this challenge with me, Beachbody On Demand is for you. Right now, listeners can get a free trial membership when you text MYMONEY, no spaces, to 303030. You get full access to the entire platform for free, all the workouts, nutritional information, and support for free. Just text MYMONEY to 303030. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
So I'd have to say I've got two big favorites. You need a budget and clarity of money, and I use them for different reasons. So you need a budget. I talk about this program a lot. I've tried every single budgeting program out there, and most of them have fallen off either my phone or my computer, and I keep coming back to You Need a Budget. It's not free, but it's robust. So you can make it as simple or complex as you like, but what I like is that I can incorporate my goals into the software so I can see how I'm tracking towards those goals. And I can use the app to log expenses and things like that on the go. Plus, Jeff can take a peek in it as well and have a good understanding of what's going on. So I don't always have to explain everything of what's going on with our finances. He can get in there and look and see where we are towards those goals. So when we have our money date conversations, we can both come at it from more of an educated point of view. But I think the thing I love the best is that you need a budget. They really center around this budgeting strategy that every dollar that comes into your bank account should be going somewhere. And I'm a big fan of that strategy long before they had the software, because that's how you're empowering your money, right? You're giving it a direction. You're giving it a place to go. So if it's paying off debt, if it's savings, if it's going towards a specific goal, it's not just sitting in your bank account under the premise that it's unlabeled money, it's that miscellaneous account, and you know what happens when that happens, right? It's either spent or it's forgotten. It just vanishes. It's like the hole in the floor opens up and the money just gets sucked down the drain and you don't see it again. And I'm guilty of that. Anytime I go through a month where I'm not paying attention, that's what happens. And I get so frustrated with myself because I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's not that I would take back what I spent my money on, but I would probably do it in a smarter way. So I love Clarity Money too. It's a lot more, I don't think simplistic isn't a great word. I think it's just more like a snapshot for me of what's going on, because it shows you visually the cash you have coming in, the cash you coming out. But what I love is that you can use the app to help you cancel all of these crazy unwanted subscriptions that you have. And we all have them. We all have subscribed to stuff that we're no longer paying attention to. So it's really great at kind of giving you these visual reminders of, oh, do you really want to keep this? Are you paying too much on this? They even go through some of your bills. It looks like you might be able to get a lower rate on this particular bill. So it's just kind of like a reminder system for you. And I like that because it helps me stay on track of things, especially when you go through life and things get more complex. It's harder to remember, honestly, all the stuff that's going on. But if I had to pick one, honestly, I'd spend the time and I'd dive into You Need a Budget. Now, it does take, I would say, about a month or so to really feel like you've got it down pat. But in all honesty, I also use a Google Doc to keep track of my goal-getting plan each month, just to make sure I'm staying on top. And I say this to you because I do this all in 20 minutes or less a month. And that's not just because I was a CFP. I've been using the system long before I was a financial planner. So I know you can do it too. But at the end of the day, it's really about what's going to work for you. And when you figure that out, that's what you do. So now we got to talk about savings, saving apps. I'm a big fan of Digit, but they raise their pricing. And I was really upset because they didn't need to raise their pricing. It was great the way it was, and I feel like they broke it. So I went over to Acorns, and I like what they're up to. With Acorns, you can save money and you can invest it in their portfolios that I feel are really reasonably priced. The cool thing about Acorns, I've tried this out recently, and I really like it. It's something called Found Money. Have you been using this? So what they do is they partner with brands that you use, like Apple and Groupon, and I mean, basically anything that you use, they partner with. And they will divert more money into your Acorns account. So I just recently purchased something from Apple, and Acorns is going to invest 1.2% of the price of that item from Apple into the Found Money section in my Acorns app. So it's just helping me build more money on the stuff that I already buy. But it's worth a try for saving, I would say, loose change, but don't save all your cash there. It's just, I think it's one bucket, one place to save money. For savings, I mean, we got to go old school. It's really about getting a high yield savings account in place. Why? Because a high yield savings account is going to pay you a crap load more interest than your traditional bank savings account. Why? because they don't have a physical location. They're only online. Don't let that scare you. It's a good thing. So they don't have to pay all the overhead costs, et cetera, and they can divert that extra money to you in the form of interest. This is a plus. More money is more money. I don't care if at the end of the year you have $5 more or you have $500 more. It is freaking more money. And the name of the game, if you want to be smart with your money, is all of these different areas of your finances. Where can you continually get more money? Because it all adds up. So I always come back to Ally Bank's High Yield Savings and Marcus High Yield Savings by Goldman Sachs. I just think they take the cake here. They're really easy, good interest payments, super solid companies. So you don't have to worry, like, you're going to wake up one day and the bank's going to be sold to another bank and suddenly your interest rate is going to vanish. Your money is never going to vanish. Don't worry about that as long as it's FDIC insured. But I just like the comfort of putting my money with solid companies. So it's just my two cents on savings. If we're talking about debt, which I know a lot of you fall in that category where you want to get rid of debt, I think this is one of the most important stops, if you will, on the DIY finances train, because this is really where, if you can do this right, you can really DIY your finances in a powerful way. But if you struggle in this area, this is why it may be really important to work with a financial planner, because they can help you see your debt in a different way. It's no joke. We all know this. High interest debt, like credit card debt, it's going to suck the life out of you. It just will. It takes everything to hold on while you're paying off this debt and to not let it get over your head. And I know this personally. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. I completely and openly exposed to you. I just spent 6 years paying off debt that I had to take on in my divorce. It was expensive. It was frustrating. At times it was scary. At times I felt like I was starting over again. I mean, I was starting over again. I lost everything. When I say everything, I mean everything except my clothes that were in my closet and the car that I was driving, which I was still paying for. Oh, and I still had my student loan. So I guess I had three great things. But look, I'm healthy. I'm happy. Life is great. Things are amazing. All of that led me to start this podcast. So it is all a complete and utter blessing. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it was a hard road. And even knowing what I know, being in, you know, a professional stance, if you will, understanding how to pay off debt, it still for me was frustrating and I was pissed and I didn't like it and I didn't like how it made me feel and I didn't like when I went backwards and I didn't like sometimes when I had to use my credit card for something and I knew that it was just making the debt more and more and I was just, there just aren't any good words. I was just pissed. And so it took me about 6 months of being ridiculously pissed, like just really, I think, angry with myself, angry with the situation. And then I said, okay, I know I have to get a plan in place. If I don't get a plan in place, this is just going to stick around forever and it's just not going to go away. And so I had to just kind of dig in my heels and do what I know you have to do with debt. And really any debt that's interest rate above, I would say 9 to 10% is expensive debt. And I'm a big fan that there's good debt or there's reasonable debt and there's bad debt. And credit card debt is just, I want to roll out a long series of swear words right now, but I won't do that. I'm going to keep my cool. So you're going to need a plan. You're going to need to stick to that plan, period. And all those articles about people who have paid off rapid debt in a short amount of time, honestly, there's no trick. There's no magic pill. There's nothing that they're doing that you cannot do. What they've done, they've just reduced their expenses below their income. And then they're driving as much cash as possible into paying down the debt with a strategy. They're trying to use every trick in the book, rolling high interest debt onto credit cards with lower interest. They're trying to use personal loans, anything they can to get that interest rate lower and lower and lower. So that the amount of money that you're paying towards the debt, it's really going to eradicate that debt. That's the trick. That's all there is. So if they can do it, you can do it too. And two great resources that I use, one, it's actually a website. It's called unbury.me. So that's U-N-B-E-B. If I could spell, that would really be helpful. It's unbury.me. It's great. You can put all your debts in there and you can work out a plan to pay them off. Also a huge fan of NerdWallet because it just keeps getting better. There's just so much stuff you can do. You can manage your credit score. You can use a credit score simulator to figure out how you could boost your credit score. You can manage your debts. So much stuff in NerdWallet. I really think it's worth checking out. It's free. So why not? Even if you hate it, it haven't cost you anything. So that's just my two cents on debt. I'm right there with you. Look, if you're paying off debt, I've been in your shoes. I know what it takes. I know how hard it is. But I know you can do it. You totally can do it. So let's see, what other apps do I like? Well, it's not really an app, but I love Haven Life and Policy Genius for online life insurance. Totally approachable ways, super easy. Two big faves of mine. You've also heard me go on and on and on in a repetitive fashion of how much I love Bloom with three O's for helping you manage your 401k and really helping you avoid paying fees in your 401k that can kill your investment gains. They charge 10 bucks a month. I honestly think it's the best 10 bucks you will ever spend. And I just, again, I have no reason to tell you about them except I've seen what they've done. I've seen what they've done with friends and people I've worked with, and I couldn't be happier. I mean, I would literally like tattoo them on me if I felt like more people would use them because I think it's that critically important. I also like, of course, Betterment. You probably heard of Betterment to manage your IRA and Roth, but I don't think it's a set it and forget it type thing, which I feel like the robo-advisor model is trying to get you to think it's like that, but I'm just a big fan. You've got to be active in your investments. You've got to know what you're invested in, why you're invested in it, what are the fees, is your return working for your level of riskiness? You have to be involved, and if you don't understand it, Google it, ask questions. There are so many different resources, and you don't have to know everything. You just got to understand a little bit. Oh, okay. One last thing for your will. I love willing.com. I think they're affordable, easy to use, super millennial friendly, and I'm a big fan. I think it's a great way to get a will taken care of. You can upgrade to one with a fancy attorney later on in life, but right now just get something in place. So that would be kind of my last one. And again, I think at the end of the day, you can totally DIY your finances, totally, but you've got to have an action plan and a strategy. And I can tell you so many people I've worked with over the years where we lay out a plan and then 6 months later, they haven't done anything. And I'm guilty of that too. I've been there, I've done that, but I know it can be tough to stick with, but I think hopefully that's why you're here. We can do this together. At the end of the day, all I want for you is very simplistic. I want you to be able to live the version of life you want to live. And I saw this quote the other day, and it is literally how I feel. Money isn't the goal. The goal is to live your life on your terms. I feel like I have lived both versions of that. I lived the money is the goal part for many years of my life. It didn't work out because you know what? One day I woke up and it was all gone. All of it in like a poof, it was gone. And so I thought, okay, maybe I have a chance now to create the life actually I want to live where money is not the thing I'm chasing. And it has completely reinvigorated me, is reinvented me, is changed the way I'm thinking. It's the reason I'm doing this podcast. I just feel so strongly about that. So my question is, what is the definition of living life on your terms? Are you doing it? If not, what's missing? And I think if you commit to just a few small steps with the cash you've got, you might really surprise yourself. I've seen it happen with so many people. I've done it myself. And I really want that to be the commitment to yourself. Figure out what isn't working. Come up with just a few small steps to make it work. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media. Head on over to that little link in the show notes or the podcast player that you're listening this episode through and leave us a review. The reviews mean so much to me. Obviously, rating the podcast 5 stars means a great deal, but leaving a review really shows me that we're going in the right direction and it helps other people find us as well.